Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
This is Who's Right Podcast, episode number 2. I'm Anthony.
I'm Doug.
And today we wanted to talk about abortion, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I think we should probably start off with stating our opinion.
Okay.
So I'll just say I think abortion should be illegal.
Should be illegal federally?
Okay.
Okay. I think abortion should be legal and covered.
As opposed to what? Like the village?
State by state. I just meant state by state. I didn't know if you meant like, you know, federal, everywhere should be legal in America or state by state basis.
Yeah, so illegal.
Okay. So I think it should be legal, and I think it should be federally, not federally funded, but funded by insurance just the same way any other medical procedure is.
I don't know that there's a whole lot of murders that are, other than convicted, you know, convicted felons getting the death penalty.
I was under the impression we were talking about abortion, not murder.
Well, I think it's one and the same. I think when you kill something living, it's murder.
So when is the idea that life starts? You know, when does that happen?
So I think that's probably what makes it so hard to talk about.
No, it's not hard for me to talk about at all. I have an opinion. I know. I mean, it's not hard to talk about.
Oh, so then what? If you know the answer, then why don't you just go ahead and lead with that? When does life start?
Oh, when does life start? When you're born. It's easy. When you come out. When you pop your little head out of the vagina, that's when your life starts. Or big head, I guess. Whatever.
Are you
size your head is?
So when 5 minutes before their birth, that's not a living thing?
If you're in the process of being born, yeah. I mean, it's a living thing. I don't understand. So now you're talking semantics, 5 minutes. I mean,
it's not semantics. Okay, you put a deadline out there, so I'm asking on the other side of the deadline. You said when the big fat baby head pops out of the vagina, that is when life starts.
Yes.
So 5 minutes before that vagina wrecking experience, that's not life. That's what you're saying. So you're saying that that's not a living thing inside the womb. That's ridiculous.
Okay, I can give you that. I can give you that point. I suppose it's not that easy to cut it off. I was probably being a little, I don't know, whatever the word is.
Wrong.
It's not.
I think the word you're looking for is wrong.
To cut it off. What's that?
The word you're looking for is wrong.
No, I don't think that's the word. So the point that I'm trying to make is that I don't think that life begins at the conception of a, you know, fertilized egg or whatever. I don't think that that's the case. And
right. So and this is where it gets tricky, Anthony.
Yeah.
So there's that whole period between conception and birth.
Yeah.
that people debate back and forth on where does life begin? Does it begin with brain activity? Does it begin with a heartbeat?
But I think you're trying to claim that it's murder and lumping it in with murder is you're taking an issue that is, it's not the same, and you're forcing it onto this issue to kind of shut down the conversation because, oh, how can you be with murder? Well, it's not murder. It's not the same.
So again, if you take a human life,
yeah,
and you extinguish it,
yeah,
that's murder. That's what I believe.
Do you think that there's ever a case where murder is okay?
Yes.
But not in the case of abortion, ever.
Not in the case of abortion.
Ever, is what I'm saying. So if you're against abortion, you don't think that there should never be, right? It should be illegal, is what you said.
Yeah, I know you're going to go down the road of the rape and incest.
No. I think that we can both agree. Can we both agree right off the bat that rape and incest or medical problems where the mom's going to die or something is kind of out of this argument? We agree that abortion would be acceptable in that circumstance.
No, I'm not going to agree to that, but we can just say it's out of this argument.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that too because I think that's a separate argument that doesn't really play into the abortion argument for me, you know. My problem is, I guess, that if you force a woman, it's never the man. If you force the woman to have a child that she doesn't want, what quality of life do you think that child is going to have? And what quality, not only what quality of life, but what do you think that child is going to contribute to society? Positive or negative?
So I think that you are trying to put a blanket statement on by saying that anytime that anybody gets aborted, the mom is saving us from taking care of another kid in the system or having a kid that wasn't wanted. I think there's plenty of stories out there of kids whose parents were going to abort them and didn't for one reason or another, and the parents are very happy that they didn't.
And there are many, if not more, stories of people who should have aborted their kids and their kids murdered 50 other people or are just terrible people or are just miserable. I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. Who cares?
Right. So you're saying it's okay to murder somebody because their parents might not take care of them or might not get them a good Christmas present, whatever.
If we're going to have this argument, you can't interchange the word abortion with murder. It doesn't work for me because what you're doing is you're poisoning the conversation with words that aren't there. You know, you're bringing up murder when there's no murder involved. So call it what it is if you want to have a legitimate conversation about it.
All right. So you think that because somebody commits manslaughter, homicide?
Homicide. What about it?
Can we use that word?
You can use the word abortion or medical procedure.
Medical procedure. That sounds like a really clean way to clean way to say it. How about if we say terminate life?
Sure. Why not? Even though it's the same. But whatever. There's no way that I can win an argument when you're using words like that. It's just not going to happen. No matter, I could be, everything I say could be spot on, but I will lose this argument because you are using inflammatory words.
All right. So what's inflammatory about terminating the pregnancy? How's that?
Yeah, I think that would be okay. What's wrong with abortion, though?
No, because you want to use clean words. You want to take away from what it is. I think that's where we differ.
Abortion is what
is the fact that I is. Think... Hold on. I think abortion is murder, right? You don't think abortion is murder.
No, I don't, no.
Okay. So you're wanting to use words and flip them around and make them clean like that old George Carlin bit about shell-shocked and how the words changed throughout the years to try to take the effect away from them. I think it's murder. I think we're talking about murdering a human being. That's why I want to say that, because that's what I think it is.
So let's get back to it. When do you think, your opinion, that life begins?
I would say, I don't know. You know, I don't have an answer. Any answer I give is going to be made up right now. So because I don't have an answer, I know scientifically, scientists won't agree with this, but I say at conception because I don't have a better answer. I'm not going to say it's when the heartbeat starts, and I'm not going to say when there's brain activity. So to be safe for me, I feel it's, if I have to draw a line in the sand,
okay,
life starts
Do
at conception.
Do you think that all life is sacred?
No.
So what makes someone's life sacred?
So you asked me if all life was sacred.
Yeah.
Are you talking about human life?
Yes.
Oh, well, you should have said that.
For the case of this argument, yes.
I guess until they cross me.
Fair enough. I think that's another, if you're serious, I think that's another place where we disagree. I don't think that life is really all that sacred. People live and die all the time. They're born every day. They die every day. It's hard for me to articulate this without sounding like a cold, heartless asshole, but if the mother of is carrying a child in her body and has come to the decision that she can't care for this child, she doesn't want to bring the child into this world, who am I and who are you to say, no, you have to have this child?
Well, that's an easy one to answer, though.
You're the one to say it?
No, so if my wife is pregnant and she decides that she can't take care of this child, then I think I should have a right to say so. I think all the fathers should have a right to say so. It's not... So we fundamentally disagree on if there's a life. So the conversation is twisted from that point on. I think that it's a life that was created by a male and a female. So they're both responsible for the decision.
I can agree with that, but I think...
You just said it's... Who should be able to tell the woman? You're stuck on that whole thing.
I just meant between me and you. I didn't mean like husband and wife. I know that if my wife had a child and wanted to have an abortion, I would do everything in my power to stop that from happening. But that's my personal choice. I don't think that you or me or especially the government should be able to force our will onto a woman who doesn't want to bring a child into the world.
Right, but so a woman that doesn't want to bring a child into the world shouldn't have unprotected sex.
I disagree with that.
Right. I know you disagree with it because you think it's okay to have an abortion. So you think it's okay to use abortion as birth control, whereas I disagree.
No, I don't think it's okay to use abortion as birth control.
You just said it's okay for a woman to get an abortion if she doesn't think she can care for the child, right?
You're not understanding what I'm saying. It's not that you're not understanding. It's that I'm not articulating what I'm saying. So I think that as a society, there are better ways to handle this problem. There are ways to minimize abortions and we can teach people about, you know, that you don't want to use abortion as birth control. That's not what I want. I just want it to be an option because I don't see the point of making it just off the table, not an option. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Again, and the reason why it doesn't make sense to you is because I think abortion is murder. So for me, it's easy to say that should be off the table. You know, as much as I would like to have the option to kill people that piss me off, it's illegal. And you're okay with, wait a minute, are you okay with it being illegal to murder somebody?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
That's a soft guess, but I mean.
That's why our conversation is that's why we're not going to get anywhere. Because I believe that thing that is inside the woman's womb is a person. I believe that. So I believe whether you kill it inside or outside the womb, it is still murder.
And so with that belief, you think that belief gives you some sort of right to tell this woman, hey, you're having that child.
I think it gives me the right to say that I think it's murder. I'm okay with murder being illegal. And then I think that you doing this is murder. So the two go hand in hand. You can't be okay with murdering one and not murdering the other. If I believe it's a human life, which I do, and I believe that going there and terminating it is murder, I have to be against abortion.
What? So I want to know, when did this opinion come about? Have you always felt this way?
No, actually, I used to take the stance that it was the woman's choice.
Can I tell you what I think changed?
Up until I had my daughter.
That's what I was just going to say. So up until you had a personal experience with it, you had an opinion, and you had a personal experience, and that opinion changed. I've had two kids, and I still have the same opinion. I mean, I you can't take your...
So what the fuck? What does one have to do with the other?
You can't take what happened to you and how it made you feel and force that onto somebody else. And
yeah. So what I can do is take my experiences growing up, which have turned me into a different person than I was 17 years ago. I am a different person now. I have different beliefs.
Okay.
And my opinion is not going to force anybody to do anything.
It will if your opinion leads to a law that says abortions are illegal.
But, and I would be okay with that. I would be happy with
what?
I would be happy if we made it illegal to murder babies.
And then what happens when a woman, probably more like a child, wants an abortion and goes to a back alley with somebody with a coat hanger? You're gonna be happy about that? You proud? Good for you that happened, because that's what happens.
Right. So you're going to put no matter what, this person's bad decisions should be either the guilt carried by me or the doctor's bill paid by me, is what you're thinking, because that's where we're at. Either I need to pay for an abortion or I need to feel bad because she went to a back alley.
Did I say Doug should pay for an abortion.
Yeah, you did by saying that it should be financed by the government.
The
government gets their money from
myself.
Us.
I corrected myself when I said that. What I meant to say was pay for by insurance.
Who in the fuck do you think pays for insurance? Do you know how stuff works?
Yeah, I've seen the show.
Fuck. Fuck.
You think that all insurance is just paid by the government? That's how that works?
No, I think insurance is paid for by the people they insure. Which is, like, say, me, you.
So when did you become a Christian, then? Can I ask you that?
Oh, I don't... One, you say that's like a bad thing. And two, I think we both know that I'm not.
First of all, it is a bad thing. Second of all, I think you're leaning that way. And I'm just wondering, one of these days it's going to happen, so I just have to keep asking.
So because I guess, again, I don't know how you equate the two things. Your argument is really falling apart here.
Yeah, I know. I'm scrambling. I'm cutting that out.
No. So you think because I have a belief that I can even admit that I'm not even certain when human life starts. That means that I believe in the Bible.
Wait, what?
That's what you asked me when I became a Christian. That was brought on by my stance that abortion is wrong.
No, just the whole way you're carrying yourself is...
How am I carrying myself?
I've known you for quite a while, and I've seen over the years that I've known you, you are getting closer and closer to finding God. I think God's right around the corner for you, and I just have to keep asking you just to kind of... so that I know, you know, when you actually find him.
We should talk about religion in schools.
Right now, I'm okay with that. This is a Who's Right podcast. My problem is that I don't have an argument that I can make that doesn't make me sound like an asshole. I mean, I understand that. I'm smart enough to know that I sound like an asshole. I'm coming off bad. But I believe what I believe. I can't say that there should be a law saying women can't have abortions. I can't get behind that. Fundamentally, I just can't do it.
No, what you're having a problem with is getting behind
giving the government power to do anything, to make a decision.
Okay, wait, wait. Can we go back so that I can say that instead of you?
What I think, though, is all right. So what I think is that we both agree that the government should stay out of our business, with certain exceptions. Okay? And then this, for me, is one of those exceptions, only because I look at abortions as murder. You know, we're rehashing the same thing. But I'm saying...
Yeah, we've already been over that. So the... You value it. Let's just say this way, maybe you value the life. You value life more than you value the freedom of the woman to make that choice, right?
Right, but I don't think it's the freedom of the woman. It's not just the woman that's affected. What about the grandparents? What about aunts and uncles and the dad?
Oh, I don't care about
that. Right, but maybe they would take care of the kid. You know, just because some 18-year-old
maybe.
But some 18-year-old girl's going to get fat, and she'd rather extinguish a life than get stretch marks. Yeah,
you—that's what you want to argue, really? That's the argument that you want. You think that is something that actually legitimately happens on a regular basis?
Absolutely, absolutely, it happens on a regular basis, just as often as whatever argument you're going to make.
So, if that's your argument, then I would say, if you're correct about that, then every child should be murdered. Because if that's the society that we live in and people are that terrible, what's the fucking point? That's a horrible way to think about people, man.
Okay. So I can go all or nothing on this. If we're going to be okay with murdering everybody, then I'm okay.
So then we did come to an agreement. Imagine that.